This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. It is the season to think about graduation. A lot of the high schools, I think all of them by now, have completed. But this Friday, Umpqua Community College has their graduation. Perfect time to talk about the past several months of the school with College President Dr. Rachel Pokrant. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
And introduce your guest, who I understand is kind of a second to you for this time of year.
I am so fortunate to have a student intern this summer. I'm going to let Taylor introduce herself because she's just amazing and fabulous, as all our River Hawks are. But over to you.
My name is Taylor High, and I am a student at UCC and the president's intern for the summer. I'm also doing a little bit of work with the foundation, and I was on the track team too.
And I understand now, as kind of her shadow is the way she described you this morning, do you guys always dress the same?
No, but coincidentally, this has happened 2 days in a row. So
interesting.
I should look that good, right? Like, really, I should really try.
So yep. Before we turn this into a whole fashion show and go a whole different direction. So how did the year go for the college?
Amazing year. Wonderful students, lots of people on their ways to great careers, well-paying careers, and off to four-year schools. We're always super proud of our students, and our student athletes had a great year. We're excited to finish up the school year strong and have our graduation on Friday night.
What are some particular highlights you want to mention?
Well, let me see. We got a new accreditation for our fire science program, which is really important. It means our firefighters can go out with the credentials they need to get a job right away at a fire station. We have a whole bunch of new career pathways embedded in Roseburg High School. So again, lots of ways for students to get on a career-ready track early. We opened our Hawks Hideaway Housing on Jackson Street. Super proud of our housing projects and how it's positively impacting downtown. We have a new partnership with Idaho State University. We offer a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in social work now, and a bachelor's and master's degrees in medical lab science. And then I think the other thing, Kyle, that we've been working on that we're super proud of is we have a lot more earn to learn programs. And what earn to learn means to us is that we are pairing an academic program with a job, both while you're studying and then a guaranteed job at the end with local industry, medical providers, people who are looking for high skilled folks to join the workforce. And it just sets our students up for success and puts them on a path to getting out of college and getting trained with no debt. So we're really proud of that.
Were there some particular challenges, though, this year?
You know, as the community knows, we had a horrible bus crash incident with our softball team. And our hearts were broken there for a few weeks. They'll be broken for a while. We miss Jamie and Kylie every single day. They're both an inspiration to us because they were both a force of nature, and we're all dedicated to honoring their lives by continuing on with the same energy they had and the grit and the joy they brought to our college. So I do want to take this opportunity to say thank you to our amazing community for all of the support. And we had softball teams across the nation wearing green ribbons in support of our team. Our women's softball team are the most gracious, poised, dedicated student athletes, and they have conducted themselves with great grace during this horrific time. We're incredibly proud of them, and everybody's healing now, and we're continuing on.
Well, I know these things are kind of everybody gets through these a little differently, and it's a long-term thing.
So it is.
Just kind of take it one day at a time. As you look around other things on the campus, what about challenges?
Oh, challenges. You know, we don't see many challenges. We just see opportunities, to be honest. I mean, every day we look at things that we need to fix or get better at, and we see that as a challenge because we owe that to our community to work on those things. But we have some really big projects going on that, you know, when you take on big, exciting stuff, there's always challenges, but the outcome's going to be amazing.
Right. We'll talk about some of those in a bit here. Graduation, Friday. Let's look at the numbers from different programs. Talk about what folks are going to see Friday night.
Yeah. So our graduation numbers go up all the way until Friday afternoon when we sort of cut it off. But we're teetering in the high 800s of students who are graduating. We'll probably have around 300 students walking in the ceremony. We are super excited about our commencement speaker. Dr. Moynia Snyder is a former UCC student and basketball player from about 10 years ago, and she's gone on to become a pediatric surgeon. And she will be joining us to give the commencement address. So it's always great for students to see somebody that's went to UCC and gone on to great things. It's pretty inspirational. Very proud of this class of graduates. There are a few highlights. We have the largest nursing cohort that we have ever had graduating. We'll have 66 nurses graduating, and that's the second largest cohort in the entire state, if you can believe that, in little old Roseburg. So we are very proud of that and love that those nurses will be deployed right here in our community to help all of us and our health.
Wow. I noticed, too, somebody gave me numbers the other day, and I couldn't find them in my email, but there's a lot of Job Corps students that are either getting GEDs or different graduation programs, too.
Yeah, lots of Job Corps students will be with us on Friday. We are so proud of them and love having them as part of our campus community. The Job Corps folks have done a great job this year of getting them onto our campus more often, and we just love having them there. It's an amazing program.
Well, here is one that Taylor is going to be especially excited to hear about and talk about as well. Your track and field complex, big capital project there. What's going on?
Go ahead. Take it away.
Yeah, so we have been waiting a long time for a new track and new track facilities. A lot of the team has been practicing in Sutherland. And so, yeah, we have just been saving money, and we broke ground last week on the new track. And yeah, we're leveling things out right now and just getting it all prepped and ready to start resurfacing and building all of the new event areas.
Do you remember from data, obviously you weren't here then, when the last time is though that the track got significant work?
Oh geez, I have no idea. Now you're going to make me go find that out. I will go find that out. But it is in terrible shape if you've been up there recently. It's to be honest, it's an embarrassment. So I'm very proud that we've saved our pennies at the college, and we've also gotten some very generous support from the community to get this project done for our students.
Well, I know, and I was trying to remember what year this would have been this morning. There was an annual event that was there for a number of years, where people did, you know, a number of hours doing the track for the Cancer Society.
Oh.
And I was involved in that a few times. That had to be 20-something years ago, and I commented the first time I was there that they should do something with the track. That was 20 years ago.
That was
ago.
20 years ago.
Over
good
20
gracious.
Years ago.
Yeah, when I was just a child, right?
Probably. You're probably in elementary. So, I mean, this is going to be, Taylor, for future students, this is going to be a big deal.
Yeah, no, it's going to be really great, and I think it's going to attract a lot of new potential athletes, and we're actually going to get, hopefully, the opportunity to host community events, so it's going to be a whole Roseburg thing. And eventually, we are hoping that we might be able to host international teams, bigger teams that are going up to Eugene for meets, and they can come down and use our facilities as kind of like a practice facility.
Well, it's hard to compete with Hayward Field, but anytime you make significant improvements, just like we've seen around town with soccer and with baseball and all that, that's when you attract those folks. And not just for athletes, but, you know, the economic benefit of, just like with the pickleball courts, mm-hmm. that are being worked on right now, and the fact that hundreds and hundreds of people are going to be coming here at various points, spending the night, spending time around here, seeing the community, really changes things.
Yeah, we are a big economic driver already, and we think this track facility will really help with that. And I just have to say that Hayward Field is beautiful, but if you have never seen the view from our track, I'm pretty sure we have the best view in the state, if not on the West Coast, from our tracks.
And you have to hike up to get there.
Well, you have to work out. You have to earn it, right? You have to get to the top of that mountain.
All right, back in a moment on Inside Douglas County, Umpqua Community College President Dr. Rachel Polkgrant and Taylor the intern will be back in just a couple minutes on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1246. Lars Larson coming up at 1 tomorrow. State Senator David Brock Smith will join us live from Salem as we have a couple of days of coverage from the Oregon State Legislature. Dr. Rachel Polkgrant, president of Umpqua Community College, her student intern Taylor High with us this afternoon, covering a lot of things as we get ready for graduation this year. Any other big capital projects besides the track going on?
Yes, we really have a transformation going on at the college right now. So we are building a brand new building. Those of you who know campus, there's the original administration building, and we are knocking that building down and putting up a new two-story facility. It will be a welcome center and a medical careers hub. So one of our big initiatives the last few years has been to increase the number of graduates we have going into allied health fields to support our hospital and our other medical providers here in the county. And so we need extra space for that, some really high-tech lab space to train those students in occupations like respiratory therapy and radiology technician and occupational therapy. So that'll be the second floor, and then the first floor will be a welcome center, kind of a first stop front door for the campus. Where do you go when you first come onto campus and get information and get help as a new student or a visitor? So we're very excited about that. In about 2 or 3 weeks, we'll release some renderings and photos of what that's going to look like to the community, so we'll be inviting everybody to check that out.
So how soon do you break ground on that?
We will break ground probably end of August-ish. We have to do some mitigation with taking the building down first. I'm learning a lot in this process. You know, you think you just knock a building down, but it's not quite as simple as that. So
now, this is the building right next to the fountain, right?
It's the one behind the fountain, yes. The fountain in front is going away. So, sorry, everybody can start writing their letters of complaint right now, but we'll still keep our fountain on the inside of campus, but that fountain on the outside will be going away.
It's a whole lot easier to put in another fountain somewhere than it is to move a building around to keep the current one.
Exactly. That's what I'll say when I get the letters, Kyle said.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Quote the guy on the radio. Okay.
Yep.
Let's see here. What else?
And then we are remodeling the current community workforce training building. So that's a building on the other side of campus that's been used for various things. If you know UCC from 20 years ago, it used to be called Science. And we are converting it into a center for advanced manufacturing and forestry. So bringing together those career pathways that are all about working in our great manufacturing jobs here in the county, in computer science and in forestry. And that remodel will start actually on Monday, right after graduation starts. We're hoping to have that building finished and open by January of 26. And the new building will be open January of 27. So we will be a bit of a construction zone here for the next few years. But we are so excited about the outcome and what it will do for the future of all of our students.
But a construction zone means you're making progress.
Well, exactly. And we do have some sort of non-sexy projects going on as well. We have a few new roofs going in and just doing a lot of deferred maintenance that the college had waited on for a number of years, and we've again been saving our pennies and managing our money really well, and we're in a position now to take care of some of that old infrastructure.
What do you expect from the incoming class this fall?
Well, amazing things, of course, because they'll all be Riverhawks. Looks like our enrollment is going to grow again. We had about a 12% enrollment growth this year, over two years prior to that having enrollment growth as well. And it looks like we might be up about 6 or 7% for the fall as well. So lots of students coming in, seeing what might be possible for their future. I was just actually pawing through the special education section that the News Review puts out this time of the year with all the valedictorians and salutatorians from all the high schools. And I'd like to go through there and see how many of those students, those top achieving students, are coming to UCC. And there were about 25 of those students in that pullout section who are coming to us. So the future looks really bright. We have amazing young people in our community and we can't wait to meet them.
Now, Taylor, are you graduating Friday?
I graduated last spring, and so I spent the year just kind of taking a few more classes, and I started tutoring, and now I have this position. So I'm just helping this weekend with graduation.
So what's ahead for you this fall?
I am going to York College of Pennsylvania, and I'm going to be doing track and continuing my academics.
And what city is that in?
It's in York, Pennsylvania.
Okay. See, I think of Pennsylvania, I think of the Hershey track meet, which is probably a ways away because Pennsylvania is, I was only there once, so I don't remember much about where things are. What do you plan to major in?
Right now I'm thinking IT project management. And so this summer has been super fun because I've been able to sit in on some of the meetings with the construction team and about these new buildings and projects and just kind of talk to the project managers on their teams. And yeah, it's been super interesting to learn about.
Wow. So you mentioned downtown housing earlier, and I noticed recently, I haven't been there at the right time to see it, that the impact of having the kids down on Jackson really has kind of changed Sunshine Park.
Yeah, we love being downtown. Taylor lives downtown, so she's in some of our great housing there. We love how involved our students are. And, you know, that used to be something that was kind of driven by all of us, like getting the students out to things. And we've taken a back seat this year, and the students are doing it themselves. They really do feel like they're part of that community in the downtown, and we're really proud. We'll be completely finished by the end of this year with the old Newberry's department store. And then we will get going on the original Roseburg post office down there on Cass and Stevens, which is a really big project. So it might take us a few years, but we're committed to getting that done.
What happens around the campus? Because you don't just shut down for the summer.
We don't shut down at all. We are a year-round organization. We have a lot of summer classes. We have a lot of kids camps and opportunities for teenagers to get going on their college path while they're still in high school. So it is actually very, very busy. And of course, swim lessons, which is the thing everybody knows us for in the summer. We have a beautiful pool and lots of kids learning to swim and adults learning to swim. So yeah, if there's anybody listening out there who's looking for something fun to do this summer at any age, we've got all kinds of cool community ed classes. Come onto campus and enjoy your community college.
What about things your board is working on right now?
Oh, well, as I always tell you, I have the best board in the whole world. We have our final board meeting of the year this afternoon, and we're actually looking at our next strategic doing plan, if you can believe it. I think I was here 3 years ago, Kyle, talking about our strategic doing plan, and we're to the end of it. And so we have to start thinking about what our next three-year plan is and what big aspirational projects we're going to take on. So the board is highly engaged in what that looks like, what's next for UCC.
Couple minutes left on Inside Douglas County. As you look around the campus and sort of now that you've been here a few years, what's your perspective about kind of the future of UCC long term?
Oh, gosh. You know, we have such an amazing staff and faculty that are just can-do people. And on top of that, they have a massive heart for the institution. So the exciting thing is anything is possible. We can be as big as we want our dreams to be at UCC. So it will be exciting to go into that strategic planning process, which involves really getting everybody's input into, you know, both what do we want to do that's big and exciting, and how do we improve the things that we already do? And we'll be asking community for that input too. What do you see that we should be doing? What programs do you not see that you'd like to see us offer? So really, it's, you know, we have the word community in our name for a reason. We are here to serve. So how can we continue to serve bigger and better?
Taylor, what was maybe a big highlight for college for you at UCC?
Just joining the community and doing things like tutoring, doing this, being involved in athletics. Because, yeah, like she said, everybody at the school is so in. They're so committed to it. And so that has made my time here very enjoyable. And I will preach from the rooftops that UCC is so engaging and so much fun to go to. And yeah, they made, I really wish that it was a 4-year school, because I would stay here forever.
And you know, she didn't tell you, but she's a pole vaulter. Kyle, if you can imagine anything more horrifically frightening than vaulting yourself over a bar on a massive pole, she's a very brave human.
Wow. We're going to wrap up with that. Dr. Rachel Pokran, Umpqua Community College. And Taylor High, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.